Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're going to concentrate on mobility challenges during the next half hour. Why? Because you had family, friends, coworkers, and neighbors over yesterday for Thanksgiving. You're probably going to see these same folks over the next 30 days more than you like, because you're forced to, because it, you know, they're family, and now you got to get together. Sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't. And you're going to start noticing mobility challenges that your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors have now that they didn't have before. We have two mobility challenge experts, Marcy Reeve from InHomeCaregivers.net is the website. In-Home Caregivers is the name of the company. Hi, Marcy. Welcome Hello. To the show. You've been on my show many times before on Saturdays. And Frank Wasilewski from Access. I did it right.
You did well.
With his beautiful wife, Tracy, next to him. So let's talk about what you guys do separately. And I introduced Frank to the owner of Marcy's company last week or the week before. And you guys are going to start doing different work with each other, because you guys do in-home health care and Frank does modifications to make experienced homeowners having mobility challenges. Not even experienced homeowners. You could have mobility challenges because you got into a car accident or you have Parkinson's or MS or whatever, you know, use their homes more safely. So, Marcy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
What services do you provide?
We provide not only in-home caregiving services, we provide retrofitting, we provide nursing care.
Yep.
So we do both sides. So we want to keep our seniors in their homes, because we lost half of them to COVID.
Safely
in their homes.
And you guys provide that little extra care where somebody might be out of town, might go on vacation, they care about their father, their brother, their uncle, their aunt, and you could send somebody over to the home to make sure that they're getting out of bed safely and all that other good stuff.
Exactly.
And functioning during their day.
Exactly.
Okay, and Frank, Access, it's Access now. It's just Access. What are you guys doing more now? You know, what's the hot topic going through, the calls coming in, emails coming in? What's the flavor of the month for you guys? Because it seems to go in waves.
It does. Everything goes in waves. But this time of year, we get a lot of bathroom requests to go in and just make entry into a bathtub safer, or make entry onto a toilet safer. And we get a lot of stair lift requests.
And that can be as easy as grab bars.
It can be as simple as grab bars.
Or our good friend David Haas coming in and cutting a hole out of the bathtub from Miracle Method and creating an easy step to get in and out of the bathtub.
Correct. And that's one of the things that we really offer, is to come out there and do a full home assessment. And if we're not the best solution for you, or if there's a better solution through somebody else, then we'll get you in touch with a Marcy and a Jeff or a David. And here, this is the way to go.
You don't provide that.
No, we don't. Those services we don't provide. You know, we do full bathroom modifications where David will go in and modify a tub. That's a specialty.
Right.
You know, it's kind of silly for me to go into it when we have a good guy right there that does it for.
And Marcy, on the other hand, is not going to go in and cut the tub out either. That's why we have David. But you're going to be there.
I will be there.
To help the homeowner
get what they need.
Right. To get in and out of the tub. And maybe dry their back, or maybe put their clothes on after the shower, because they have some type of mobility challenge.
And even 1 inch, going over 1 inch of the tub,
it might as well be 25 feet for some
exactly.
people.
Exactly. And you need somebody there with a gait belt to hold them.
Sure.
Right. To get them in.
And then some of the modifications we do would actually be for Marcy and her team, and not so much for the actual homeowner, but just so that they can help the homeowner safely.
I will tell you that exact thing, that 1 inch step. My mother had MS, may she rest in peace. She was in a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair. She could not stand up under her own power. So let alone standing up, because of that horrible debilitating disease, what it does to your central nervous system. She couldn't have any function in her leg, let alone try to take one step. She couldn't drag her feet on the ground, let alone try to clear a 1 inch threshold anywhere. So it's a whole game changer what you guys provide. We've got to take a quick break here, okay? And we're going to come back, talk about more about mobility challenges and how you could help out our listeners during these holiday seasons and beyond. This is the Bob Surratt Show. We have mobility experts and safety experts, Marcy Reif and Frank Wazalewskian here. Marcy, name of your company. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
InHomeCaregivers.net or 847-219-1718.
Frank?
Access 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
We were talking during the break that mom needs help seems to be the hot topic right now. Not that dad doesn't need help also, but you said that your messaging has been coming back into your shop. My mom needs help. That's an overwhelming influx of calls, emails that your company's getting. And I'm just like, okay, if that's the hot topic right now, let's talk about how Marcy could help mom or dad or aunt or uncle, and how Access could help mom and dad, Access, aunts and uncles. So you first, Marcy.
So we go in and we basically do an assessment, just like Frank would. We do the assessment and we decide, okay, this is what they need. They need either help getting up. What are we going to need to help them with? Are we going to have to help them with the shower? Well, again, if the shower is an inch high, it's like it's 25 feet high. So we need Frank to come in here and say to the client, you might want to think about, redoing your bathroom if this is going to be a long rehab. And we also take care of, we make sure they get down the stairs safe. We make sure they eat. We make sure their meds are being taken. When the wife or the husband leave,
the right meds are taken at the right time.
Exactly.
Because you get the red and the blue and the green and the yellow and the beige pills mixed up. It could be catastrophic and it could be life-ending.
But we do have a nurse that will come in and do the med boxes for you. So it's not screwed up.
Right.
So all our caregivers have to do is pour it in the person's hand, and they can take their meds.
At the right time. With maybe something to eat or drink with it, so
yes,
they don't get sick and they're not taking an empty stomach. And like you said, the right pills at the right time, or else the whole cocktail goes kablooey.
Correct.
And then it could be catastrophic.
It could be. Very, very catastrophic.
All right, Frank, throw it over to you. What can Access do after your assessment?
Well, when we go in and do an assessment, we're walking through the entire homeowner's life. So we want to see them do everything from walk into the kitchen, walk into the bathroom, how do you get in and out of the house. And then we make recommendations from there on possible solutions to help them get in and out of the house, up the stairs. And sometimes, what they need is just somebody to be there for them an hour or two a day to help them with small things. And that's when we refer them over to Marcy and Jeff and say, this is who you want to call, and they'll be able to help you. And as things progress, at that point, we'll come in.
How long does your assessment take, Marcy?
I try to be with the family for like about an hour to get a true feeling of what their lives are like. Like, you'll see the wife going out all the time, or the husband goes out all the time. So we get used to what their needs are so we can determine a time. Yeah. What's best for them, what they need, what they're expecting of us.
Got it. And how that potential client that you're helping is moving around and how their mobility is.
Exactly. I like to watch it. Okay. I like to watch.
Got it. And Frank, what is your estimated time of figuring out what a homeowner needs?
It depends on the complexity of the house, to be honest with you. So sorry to throw out that it depends.
Right. Stephen A. Leahy, yeah, love you for that.
Yeah,
but every attorney's going, yeah, right on, buddy.
No, but it really depends on the so it's a lot different doing a two-bedroom condo than it is going in and doing a five-bedroom home in Glenview. So it really depends on the house and the disability that we're working with.
Does Blue Cross Blue Shield or any insurance cover your services, Marcy?
A private without Medicare or Medicaid would.
Okay.
And I say no Medicare, no Medicaid, but a private insurer will.
And how do you we got a text message here, 708, after we got one good text of somebody liking me and then 312 not liking me, which is great. That's why Baskin-Robbins is 31 flavors. 708. Where do they find their help, you guys, like to hire, and how do you screen them?
We screen them. We are by Illinois-mandated Illinois state law. We have to do background checks. They have to be fingerprinted. They have to go on a work registry in Illinois. So their background and their license bonded and insured under us. You are able to pick your own person. We can bring up three people that we think will work, and we can interview.
All right, 773 for you, Frank. I have a 70-year-old person who can't get into a bathtub anymore. She doesn't have very much money. Is there any benefit or assistance to help her remodel the shower? So there you go. What did we just talk about? Miracle method with the step, but financing opportunities with you guys.
So we do have financing through us to help finance something like that.
Does insurance cover any of it?
No. So okay. Unfortunately, insurance doesn't cover bathroom modifications, which would actually save them a lot of money if they did.
Right. But why should logic come into this conversation?
Yeah, we won't go there.
Right.
So
they'd rather have somebody getting out of the shower and go to the hospital and pay $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 in medical bills instead of doing precautionary. But I digress. Frank, back to you.
As far as funding goes, or like grants and stuff like that, you have the Department of Aging for people that are over 65 in the state of Illinois. They may give assistance in that regard. But anybody over the age of 65, that is the only program in Illinois that would help.
Got it.
You might want to go to your senior center, your local senior center.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of things that they can help you with.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Marcy, and get more information about your company, which is In-Home Caregivers, how do they reach you?
InHomeCaregivers.net or 847-219-1718, and you get the pleasure to talk to me.
All right. Frank, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they reach out to you, bud?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
You and Tracy shopping, your beautiful wife shopping.
Yeah, we are shopping today. This is how I can get her to listen to me on the radio. I drag her with.
Or just listen to you, period. Oh, that's right, because she doesn't listen.
No.
You know he's on like 10 times a year on Saturdays. You know that. Hold on. What?
Yeah. Yes, I do listen.
You do listen?
Last time I was actually working, so I stopped working to turn it on.
You download podcasts of previous shows at WGNDavid.com in case you were...
I know.
Yeah, or else I could just email it to him and he could play it in the background.
He tries sending me clips here.
I'm sure he does. Well, thanks for coming.